Blaze cop claims victimization. Witnesses say fire not an accident. The fire that ravaged Masurian refugee camp on Friday was not an accident, embattled Kum Yuum District Police Chief, Police Colonel Nidinat Witiya Wutikun claimed Tuesday. The district police chief was transferred, pending an investigation, to an inactive post at Mahongson Provincial Police Office on Monday for alleged negligence in his handling of Friday's disaster in Mahongson's Kum Yuum District. He was also removed from the blaze investigation team. However, Police Colonel Nidinat said he's being punished because he refuses to confirm the deadly fire was an accident. Friday's fire that killed 37 Garin and Garini refugees injured over 100 and left more than 2,300 homeless. The camp is home to about 3,000 people. Authorities have so far been unable to determine the cause of the blaze. Police initially suspected that the fire started in a kitchen. Another theory is that embers from a nearby forest fire blown by the wind could have landed on the thatched roof of a refugee house. Police Colonel Nidinat Tuesday said he had spoken to witnesses before he was removed from the case, and said their accounts led him to believe the fire started inside the camp and was not an accident. He stopped short of saying what he believed caused the fire. "I have extensively questioned the witnesses, and I don't think the fire was an accident," Police Colonel Nidinat said. The transfer order was signed by Mahongson Police Chief Sompong Ching Duong, citing Police Colonel Nidinat's alleged dereliction of duty when the fire broke out. But Police Colonel Nidinat believes the real reason behind the transfer was because he refused to conclude that the fire was an accident. "Based on my interrogations and fire scene investigations, I could not come to such a conclusion that the fire was an accident," Police Colonel Nidinat told the Bangkok Post. "Talk to anyone at the camp, ask them what they saw, and you will know how the fire started," he said. A police investigation source who questioned Masurian refugees said several witnesses claimed they saw a helicopter flying above the camp minutes before the fire broke out. They also reported seeing a burning object dropped from the helicopter on the roof of a house in Zone 1. A source from the Office of Aviation for Natural Resource Conservation said none of the office's helicopters had flown above the camp that day. However, he could not confirm if anyone else had flown helicopters over the site.